This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet yesterday evening in honor of Russian President Vladimir Putin. She noted that his visit marks an important milestone in the strategic relationship between the two countries as it coincides with the 25th anniversary of the India-Russia strategic partnership.
क्योंकि हम भारत रूस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप 25वीं वर्षगांठ मना रहे हैं एक ऐसी साझेदारी जिसकी नींव अक्टूबर 2000 में महामहिम राष्ट्रपति पुतिन की भारत यात्रा के दौरान पड़ी थी और जिसे वर्ष 2010 में स्पेशल एंड प्रिविलेज स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के स्तर तक उन्नत किया गया.
President Murmu appreciated President Putin's support and personal commitment to the India-Russia Special and Privileged Strategic Partnership. The President noted that the partnership is guided by a shared commitment to peace, stability and mutual socio-economic and technological advancement. The nation pays homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 70th Mahaparinirvan Divas or death anniversary today. Across the country, several programs are being organized to highlight Dr. Ambedkar's unparalleled contribution to nation building. The Mahaparinirvan Divas is observed every year by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Foundation under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment. The commemoration honors the memory of Dr. Ambedkar, who was a visionary social reformer, jurist and politician. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and other dignitaries paid floral tribute to the architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on Mahaparinirvan Divas at Parliament Complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, said that Baba Saheb's visionary leadership and unwavering commitment to justice, equality and constitutional values continue to guide India's national journey. He noted that Dr. Ambedkar inspired generations to uphold human dignity and strengthen the foundations of democracy. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will chair the third meeting of the Parliamentary Consultative Committee of Ministry of Cooperation at Banas Dairy in Gujarat today. The minister, who is on a three-day visit to Gujarat, will also inaugurate bio-CNG and fertilizer plant of Banas Dairy at Sanadar and perform the groundbreaking ceremony of the state-of-the-art 150 TPD milk powder and baby food plant at Sanadar. The minister will also address a public meeting. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said the situation of Indigo flight delays and cancellations is getting better and it is expected that there won't be any waiting at airports from today. He said the government's major focus has been on reducing the backlogs that have been happening at the airports and it is actively on the ground engaging with all the necessary stakeholders. Talking to media in New Delhi, he said Ministry of Civil Aviation has engaged with all the airport and airline operators to give priority to children, mothers, senior citizens and persons with disabilities. Delhi police has arrested 16 gangsters and notorious criminals in the national capital and its adjoining areas. In order to curb organized crime across Delhi NCR, Delhi police carried out a large-scale night operation comprising over 850 police personnel. According to Delhi police, the coordinated drive targeted major gangs involved in extortion, illegal arms trade, drug trafficking, robbery and snatching. In a statement, Delhi police informed that under this operation, police raided more than 150 premises across Delhi and Haryana. Delhi police has registered a total of 16 cases under the Arms Act, 2 under the NDPS Act and 2 under the Excise Act. In FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025, spirited Indian team entered into the semi-finals after defeating traditional rivals Belgium in the quarter-final clash at Major Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium in Chennai last night. In men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa will be played at ACA VDCA Cricket Stadium in Visakhapatnam at 1:30 p.m. today. The visitors pulled one back in Raipur, setting up a do-or-die situation for the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.